KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boy's urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Into the text line stuff. Hey. I don't remember
the username and password.
I know, bummer. The computer in here finally died, so they put a new one in. None of the stuff is saved, obviously, from the old one, so.
It's about as useful as a dead one.
Yeah, so now I'm like going around trying to guess, you know, what password some random person in the station used.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, welcome to the show. Hey, hopefully you're all right. Hopefully you're doing great.
Yeah.
Oof. Greg got here early, dude. What's up?
I've been here eating burritos since like 2 o'clock in the morning.
What is going on, man?
I woke up at like 1 because I have anxiety.
Anxiety because we're leaving?
I don't like getting on planes.
Getting on a plane today, so.
It's not the flying part of it. I just don't like getting on the plane. I hate having to take my belt off, my shoes, and stand there barefoot, holding my shorts up, going through the thing. And
yeah.
Maybe it gives me like PTSD or something. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, well, like from being, you know.
From going through an airport once
before?
From
being aroused by the police or something.
Oh, I see.
Dude. Like they're going to ask me to bend over and cough.
This is my first time flying today with no kids in a while.
Oh,
so
God,
I am
thank
like,
God. I hate when you bring your kids on the plane.
It is a, I'm telling you, it is a nightmare. You think it's bad? I'm like looking forward to just putting a bag in a tray and walking myself.
Dude, I sat like 10 rows away from you on purpose last time we flew.
That's great. I'll do it again today. And I don't have kids. I just don't want to be near you.
I don't care. I'm going to lay against the window and go to sleep.
Yeah.
No. I'm not sitting in the middle so they can charge me for two seats. I'm going to go against the window.
Well, hey, no Izzy today. She took the day off. She's taking care of her dog and everything like that. So we got a Solaire news.
I got one.
Let's do it.
Here's what's trending from a gut that's unending.
I have news.
It's the Solaire news.
When I was a kid, the store, like the store, was Sears.
Yeah.
I mean, Sears Roebuck, one of the most famous retail businessmen dudes, you know, ever. Kind of like the Ford of cars type thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they closed thousands of stores over the last few years. And now, in October, they're going to close 21 more and a bunch of Kmarts as well.
Wow.
I didn't even know they owned Kmart, by the way.
But I did.
Apparently they do.
I believe Kmart bought Sears.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Wow, that's how far Sears is.
I know. Kmart bought Sears because they wanted to, I think, get the Kenmore appliance brand name, so they bought out Sears.
Yeah, so.
Kenmore? I think that's right.
Company says, we made a difficult decision, but necessary, to close 26 large format Sears and Kmart stores in late October.
Dude, so. Company's gone, dude. I mean, it's done.
Yeah, I don't even know why they're still open.
People are talking about still. They're like, oh, now I can invest in Sears. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you talking? It's dead. It's a zombie of a business right now.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Supposedly, they're going to open 400 new stores under the entity Transform Holdco, whatever the hell that is.
What?
Yeah, I never heard of that in my life.
No. No clue.
So
it's not going to work.
Transform Co.
Yeah, no thanks. They're going to lose out, dude. They're not on the internet. They didn't hit the internet as hard as they should have.
Wow. I think it's also, dude, have you seen the prices when you go in there?
Yeah.
It's like no other store is like that anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Like, we got this nice plasma TV, $4,200. Like, what? Nobody wants a plasma, and no one's paying $4,000 for a television anymore.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. They closed this one.
Did they really?
Right down the street.
Right down the street?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Grand Canyon?
Yep, the Grand Canyon one.
Wow.
Sears Grand.
Yeah.
No more. Brutal.
And I think they still had guys on commission, you know, which is weird.
And the whole thing is
you
weird.
Go to a retail store, like, hey, buddy, you look like broad shoulders, nice young man. You can use this bed over here. You know, it's like.
All right. I look like it's Foghorn Leghorn trying to sell me a bed at Sears. I don't know what's going on.
I say you'd love this bed over here.
Exactly.
All right.
No it's thanks. Mother's Day. I think your mother would love this vacuum. $7,200. Like what?
I'm right there with you. Even at the I went out of the going out of business sale.
Yeah.
They're like $9 for a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Because I like Craftsman tools. They're
sure.
They're still around.
It's good stuff.
But I was like, oh, this could be an opportunity to get some good quality tools.
Yeah.
Man. And nope.
Dude, you can go to Harbor Freight and get 37 screwdrivers for a dollar.
Harbor Freight, yeah.
They're like disposable.
Oof, not quality, I'll be honest.
They're disposable.
Yeah. Anything at Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
These dudes are using miter saws they bought from Harbor Freight. I'm like, watch out, bro.
Should be called Harbor Resentment.
That blade's going to spin right off.
Harbor Bad Feelings after I buy this. The NCAA.
Harbor Bad.
The NCAA has made a decision that's really weird, and it directly affects LeBron James and his agent. They're calling it the Rich Paul rule.
What?
Yeah, if you don't know who that is, that's like the guy who was in LeBron's entourage since they were kids, and he became a huge agent.
Yeah.
The biggest agent in NBA right now. And the NCAA made it a new rule that, you know, players can negotiate with agents, but the agent has to have a bachelor's degree. And the only reason they made that rule is because they know that Rich Paul does not have it.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
And so they're calling it the Rich Paul rule.
That's so stupid.
I know.
Why do you need a bachelor's degree if you're doing a great job
been
at what you're doing?
For 10 years now. Like, yeah.
They're probably like, hold on, what's up, Mateo?
It's not his fault he doesn't know how to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But the guy's probably like some kind of monster in the negotiations.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're like, God. This guy sucks. How do we block him out?
Yeah, LeBron and the NCAA have a long history because LeBron said that they were corrupt and all this stuff for a long time, which you can't really disagree with him if you look at the stuff's going on.
But, yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was hilarious. I mean, you're going to freeze out one guy.
This is so ridiculous. That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah, they're probably going to negotiate, right? You think?
No, if they don't have to.
No, I'm saying the NCAA and Rich Paul, he'll be like, all right, look, man, I'll kick you guys down, you know, something. I'm not saying it's legit, but, right? I bet you this rule goes away.
The NCAA or the NBA?
The NCAA is not allowing the kids that are in college to negotiate with Rich Paul.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's so funny.
I guarantee, they're so, okay, allegedly corrupt that I bet you in 6 months this rule goes away. And all of a sudden, Rich Paul's a new yacht or something.
Yeah. All right. I'm right there with you, dude. Why do they need agents if they're not going to get paid?
Yeah.
The whole thing is so stupid.
Ridiculous. The 50 most popular films of all time came out. And I have I'm not going to talk about any of the other ones. There's only one I want to talk about. Okay.
All right. Here we go. The movie Bitch Fest 2019.
Yeah. Black Panther is on the list.
All right. Black Panther sucks.
It's not even the top 50 movies of the last few years.
No.
The movie sucked.
It was really bad. As a comic book nerd,
it was bad. Not a good movie.
No.
And I'm so sick of it, dude.
It was
like,
real cheesy.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I'm right there with
Captain Marvel sucked.
Bad.
Bad. I just don't understand.
Captain Marvel, there's a scene where, look, I'm not going to get too nerdy.
Right.
And I don't want to give any spoilers.
Right.
But there's some lizard people, and the lizard people have an opportunity. They have the ability to shapeshift into anything. So if I looked at you, Mateo, I could shapeshift into Mateo, but not just you, your clothes also. Okay? So when I shapeshift, I can take form of anything. This dude is still, he's dressed as an alien, but he's got a sport coat over his.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you wearing a sport coat, bro?
I know.
You're an alien.
Yeah.
If you want to look like a human, you can shapeshift into a human in a suit. You're like he's like got dad jeans on and a sport coat for no reason.
Right.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Dude, the movie was bad.
He shapeshifts in the men's warehouse.
Yeah. What are you doing? But still is an alien.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so stupid.
I don't get it. No, right. Black Panther was incredibly cheesy. I couldn't get over how cheesy it was. I love the character.
It's terrible.
Yeah, but man.
Yeah, the Black Panther himself, the character's cool, but the movie sucked.
Every other movie, it's way better.
Oh, yeah. And you gotta get these movies on here like Star Wars, you know, The Sound of Music, like popular movies.
Yeah.
You're gonna put Black Panther on there?
Mm.
I don't know.
What number was Black Panther?
I'm going through these slides. It's really slow.
Oh, it's a slide.
Like a Jaws. I mean, all these movies are like, you know.
Is it IMDb? What's the top 50?
It's the entertainment site called Purple something or another. I don't know.
Is it Purple Rain?
It's purplerain.com. No, I don't know what it is. Snow White's on there. Got Star Wars. All the Star Wars are different numbers on here. You got.
Not the prequels.
Ben-Hur, which, I mean, you know, that's another thing that bothers me. And no. Come on.
What?
Anything made before 1970 should not be allowed on there.
That's false.
Trash.
Apparently false.
Trash.
Now, you're seeing.
You go watch Citizen Kane. Everybody, the acting's horrendous. It's one of the best movies of all time.
It's an amazing movie.
Oh, concert! It's an
amazing
terrible.
Film.
Terrible
it's an amazing film.
Terrible.
All right.
So, it's like it was recorded on your iPhone.
It wasn't. It was recorded on
your iPhone's
film.
In color.
Yeah. So what? It's before color was invented and they're doing. Okay. I'm not even going to get into it. They invented new film techniques that have been used in every one of your favorite movies since. They were the very first ones to do it.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Trash.
All right. The whole thing. Okay. I'm not even going to get into it.
It's like saying the original. Okay.
I studied film in
college.
By
the way, Black Panther is the number 30, by the way.
Number 30?
Yeah. That's like saying the first telephone is better than an iPhone because it was the first telephone. It doesn't matter if it's first. If it sucks, it sucks. Sorry.
No, you're just, they call it.
Everything's relative.
Recent bias. Like, how
it's
long
opposite,
ago
though.
Did it come
it's
out?
It's old bias.
No, you're more biased towards more recent films. So what you're doing is.
They're better.
They're not better.
The acting's better.
You just said Black Panther sucks. So they're not
suck.
All better.
Not
that
all
movie
of
came
them.
Out like 2 years
Black
ago.
Black Panther's better than Citizen Kane.
Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? Orson Welles.
At least they believe
wrote
they're having
it,
any actual
directed
conversation.
It, starred in it, invented new film techniques.
Guy's like looking off screen
movie.
For his lines. Like,
killed it.
Hold on.
He killed
He's
it.
Like, I told you it was Rose. And he looks off the left. Wood. Like, he's
okay,
so stupid.
Rosebud.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. It's an amazing film.
It's like an SNL skit.
Oh
Jimmy Fallon's
God.
Like laughing during the scene.
It is a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is a perfect movie.
Yeah, perfect in 1826.
You are such a douchebag. I'm telling you, you can't be biased towards movies that happen.
I think it's the opposite.
More recently.
People are way nostalgic about things.
Completely false. No. I just saw this. There's this subreddit, Data is Beautiful, and they put out this graph of IMDb rankings compared to films and how they've dropped over the years. And yeah, it's like all these films got progressively worse because they just got old. And they're rated the best thing. So they're like greatest films of all time. They're all towards like the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, because they get
like,
better as time goes on.
I disagree.
CGI gets better. Everything's better.
Yeah, CGI definitely has gotten better. I'm not gonna
like if you watch like an action movie from the 80s, you're like, ugh, what is this? You know?
I don't know. Die Hard still holds up.
Or you watch like a
Die Hard is still
okay,
the best action film of all time.
That doesn't really require CGI though.
What are you talking about? A helicopter explodes at the top of.
Yeah, but they really blew it up.
It was a miniature.
Well,
yeah, it was special effects.
Not really good. I do like the part. I do like the part though, where he's like,
"Can't argue with
goes,
you."
He goes,
"You end it with that." Nah, not really good.
Goes, like, what? You know? How many civilians are going to die? And then they tell him, he's like, "That's acceptable." That's
yeah,
the best part
exactly. I can live with that.
Yeah, yeah that's
it. Yeah, that's the part of now. I don't know. The whole thing, man. The whole thing.
Booby, baby. Hans, booby.
Yeah. Dude's doing blow in the office. They got the guy from Blank Check.
Yeah.
Shut it down. Shut it down now.
By the way, I didn't like the snarky computer man, though.
Oh, I love that.
That guy does not hold up at all.
Oh, man. He was a bitch. Took him out in one punch.
Yeah.
Argyle took him out.
Yeah. Tell that. The limo driver.
Argyle, the limo driver.
That guy was dope.
I know, man.
That guy was so sweet,
I love
dude.
That movie.
He's partying the limo.
Don't watch
that
movie right
now. Yeah, yeah.
All right, get a hold of us. 876-3692. We went on way too long about that. Fifth Man's like, shut up. Text BS in your message 69187. We've got a bunch of cool stuff today, including we recorded an interview with Gina Breon.
Yes.
She's a comedian. She's down there at the Comedy Cellar. We're going to be playing that up in a few minutes. We'll be playing that. Very funny interview, so we wanted to throw it on. And go see her there at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Also, Greg, top 10, I heard that. It's coming your way today.
Yep.
Do you got them? Nail them down?
No.
Oh, boy. And we got two VIP passes for Collective Soul of Fremont as well. We'll be giving that out. Get a hold of us and hang out. Should be fun. Dude, phone. Hey, it's Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
To what in the morning?
BS.
BS?
BS in the Morning. That's exactly right.
This is Stan Lee, and you're listening to BS in the Morning, you lucky people.
Ah, it just puts you in a good mood. I love this song. look, Gina Breon came in yesterday. We recorded this one. She's down there at the Cellar. Inside the Rio, it's an awesome place to go see a comedy show. They always bring in some of the funniest comedians in the world. And I got to say, dude, she killed this interview. This is a really, really funny one. I had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Talked about everything, dude. Fighting, being punched in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in New York, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, she came in and we just started. It wasn't even like...
Yeah. It was like having a conversation. It was great. Yeah. It was a really, really fun time. So we're going to play that back right here. This is Gina Breon, stand-up comedian down there at the Cellar. From now all through Sunday, so go see her. Gina Breon?
Oh, that was a nice pronunciation. Thank you.
Are you Puerto Rican?
I am Puerto Rican. I'm one of those Puerto Ricans.
I saw you're from the Bronx, so aside from that, I would imagine.
Thug life. Thank you, thug life.
Are you born and raised? Or
I'm born and raised. I'm born and raised in South Bronx.
Nice.
You're welcome, world.
I feel like that's already a recipe for... great comedy. Like, you know what I mean? You already have that. The East Coast has such an edge to it in terms of just not putting up with anybody's kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? That it's hard because you have to turn it down in this business. I'm like, oh, wait, I can't punch people? Oh, man. I can't throw punch nobody? You wildin'. I can't.
That's why I don't like those, like, roast battles or whatever.
Child, I never do them.
Dude, I'm going to hit somebody in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm fighting you. Yeah, like, fighting you. Like, because they get personal. Right. I'm like, I'm going to punch you. Yes. Like, I'll be like, roast battle over real battle has begun. Fight to the death after roast battle. Right. I'm too sensitive.
What was last time you got in a fight? How old?
God,
you're
okay.
Not an adult fighter. You seem like you have your stuff together. Like,
well, only because I train MMA back in New York.
Oh, really?
So the first thing you learn is that if you put your hands on somebody, you're now liable.
Yeah.
Because you've trained. Yeah. So the one thing that it did teach me, because I started training in Yonkers like years ago, and I did Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, wrestling. I haven't done Jiu-Jitsu in a while because I messed up my knee, and then I moved, and I got to get back into it because I love it. But you learn that, okay, if I can physically really hurt this person, so I better respect the fact that I'm now, like, able to, like, you break an arm, it's a wrap. This isn't a movie. They're not going to show up in the next scene, okay.
Yeah,
you broke someone's arm, like, you're going to get in trouble.
Is that like boxers when they have to register their hands as weapons? Is that the same
pretty
thing?
Much.
Even if they get hit and they hit
back?
Well,
if you're in a professional fight, you have to register or whatever.
Yeah.
Or if you get in a fight, you're at fault.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they told me. So I'm like, as much as, I mean, because there's plenty of people I want to punch in the face. I mean, literally, I could give you a list like right now of people waiting. And I do think people need to get punched in the face more. Here's why. I have a theory. I think getting punched in the face is a wonderful life lesson. And whenever I meet somebody who's clearly never been punched in the face, I can always tell. Because I'm like, nobody has ever punctuated your sentence with a fist. Like, clearly.
Yes.
Because that's when you learn how to shut up. I've been punched 3 times in the face.
Yeah.
3 times. Thrice I learned my lesson.
What ages are we talking about here?
In my 20s for most of them.
Oh, my God.
I was babysitting once. I got punched by a guy that was mugging me. Then I got punched in the face. One, I was younger. I was like way younger. I got punched in the face in a fight defending my sister because this guy hit my sister. So I hit him. Then he hit me back.
Oh,
and
geez.
So I got punched in the face. And then the last time I was training and it was my first day and I was up against a dude and he was like 6'3". He was way, way out of my weight class. Like, I should not have been sparring with this dude.
Jesus.
And his reach was crazy. Like, his entire arm was like my body. Like, it was like huge.
Yeah, 6'3".
So we were supposed to be lightly sparring and he nailed me in the face. My fault. I didn't have my hand hands up, but he nailed me hard in the face, and my head flew back, and my coach came running over, and it was funny at the time, but I think, oh, so many people will be upset at this, but like my coach ran over, and he was like, "What are you doing? She's a girl." Oh. And I was like, "I am a girl. Why are you going to be like that, bro?" Like, and I went over, "He's right, though, bro." Like, he knocked the feminism out of me like that. It flew out of my body. Like, I was like, I can't be like this. No.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk comedy here, because you're at the Cellar all week long.
Yes, yes.
Gina Breon.
Gina Breon.
Did you ever get any legal trouble fighting and stuff like that? Or?
Nah.
We got lawyers.
I'm like, they advertise. Nah.
Did you ever get a concussion or like seriously injure someone?
I mean, I had small injuries. I didn't have like any. I sprained my knee doing jiu-jitsu, but that wasn't like really a fight. I just sprained my knee. But I've never really, for the most part, when you know what you're doing, like injuries are usually less. It's more like you're going to get injured in the beginning when you don't know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah.
Like the first fight I had when I was defending my sister, I had a busted lip. I was like, yeah, like that I got hurt in, you know, but and that's what happens in fights. Like, you gotta, that's why most people don't want to fight. Like, yeah. It's like, I want to get my lip busted.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm too cute to live that life.
You got an HBO special coming out?
I do. I have an HBO special coming out. It will debut on HBO Latino, but it's going to be on all of the HBO platforms on August 16th. I'm really excited about it. It's called Easily Offended, which I am not. I've been in comedy since I'm 17, so like I feel like anything you say, like, it's hard to offend me.
Sure.
The only thing that's gonna offend me is if you tell a bad joke. I'm gonna be like, I should punch you. Like, you definitely should be punched. Like, for a bad joke, you should be punched.
Everything resorts to violence.
I think it's cool that it's on HBO, man, because nothing against Netflix, but it's like every dude that has the comedy CD now has a Netflix special, man.
Child, you preach that. It to the choir. Yeah, I know. And again, no disrespect to anybody at Netflix, no disrespect to anybody that's putting out comedy content, but when HBO approached me about this, when HBO Latino contacted me, I was so excited to work with them, because when I started comedy, that's where I watched comedy.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I watched it on HBO.
Well, yeah. It was a special. It was a special moment.
Right.
It was like an amazing thing. It wasn't just some dude Saturday night, you know, set. Yeah. I like Netflix. They did a lot for comedy, but they flooded the market.
They inundated their content with stuff that now, and not all of it's great. I'm sorry. Like, not all of it's great.
Exactly.
Some, and they got to know this, and everybody that watches it knows. It's like, not all of it is great. Some of my friends who have been on Netflix have blown up from it, and I'm like, good for them, man. They should like capitalize on that. Right. Capitalize on the market. Capitalize on what's going on right now in comedy. I just don't want people to get lost in the shuffle, because just like there's people that have blown up, there's really good people that get lost in the shuffle.
HBO Latino, but it's also going to be on HBO.
Yeah. If you have HBO Go, well. HBO Now, you can like see that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll stream it. My wife will absolutely love it. She's Hispanic, and I'm sure there's going to be some words that I don't understand that she knows.
There might be like a word or two, but for the most part, I keep it pretty general.
Do you?
Good. Yeah, because I like people to, like, I didn't want to stick to one market.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I did a lot of Latino rooms and Latino comedy and stuff like that. And then I became the person that was the Latino person on the mainstream shows.
Got it.
And then I just became like a mainstream comic.
Perfect. That's good.
So
That's
when awesome. HBO offered it to me, I was like, no, I want anybody to be able to watch this material and relate to it.
Yeah, John Leguizamo did something similar where he combined, you know, it was a special a lot about his life and his heritage and his culture, but everybody could watch it and appreciate it.
Dude,
you know?
Yes, I love that special.
Yeah.
And that's something I watched with my wife, and we were dying. We were just rolling. It was great.
Which one? He has so many. Like,
well, his most recent one was more about, it was more of like a,
it's like the history
show that it was.
The Latino History for Dummies?
Yeah, it was great.
Really funny. Gina Breon is in studio here. She's going to be at the Comedy Cellar all week long. I wanted to ask you, did you get your blue check mark on Twitter before HBO or after? Because how do you get one?
I get this question all the damn time.
Do you really?
It was like an uphill like battle.
Really?
I'm not going to lie to you. It was literally like I think you have to like email the Twitter people, and I had to do it a couple times. I had to put like, I can't remember if it was a resume or something together. Like, I had to give them all my credits and everything.
For a job.
Yeah.
It was a pain in the butt. And I waited and waited, and like, I had submitted once, didn't get it. I submitted again, I didn't get it. And then like, finally I submitted a third time, and I think I got it the third time.
Okay.
But it was such a battle that I almost gave up before. Like, I was like, you know what? I don't even want this. And I don't even use my Twitter like that. I went through all that, and I'm like, I don't even, because Twitter became so political that I was like, yeah, I don't even want to tweet no more. I used to be able to just tweet funny, like irreverent, like whatever right, things sure, were on your mind. But I love Instagram. I'm on Instagram and Facebook the most, and mainly my Facebook fan page, because I just respond to people.
Oh, that's cool.
People never think it's me, by the way. They're like, is this really you? I'm like, I have a lot of free time, guys. I work at night. Like,
yes, I'm stuck in the Rio. I have a lot of time. I'm definitely
chilling by the pool.
Responding to you. That's awesome. Well, hey man, I am so happy for you. I love the fact that you got your own special on HBO. Like Greg said, it is a special thing.
Yeah, it's huge.
I'm in a busy bee. I got the special. I started a podcast. I have like Mess in Progress is the podcast with my homegirl Catherine, and that has been so fun because it's an advice based podcast. So people like write in, and we get to give them advice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's been really dope. I'm keeping busy, but I'm really excited for the HBO special.
Go see her. Okay, she gets anxiety if she's not working.
I know.
So go
guys,
see her.
Help me.
Gina Breon, comedy seller, you're there inside the Rio all week, all through till Sunday,
all through the week. Yeah, even Sunday. Wow. Come through. We have two shows every night. We have a 7 and a 9. Come through, have fun. We have a killer lineup. Like, we opened up last night, and it's Dean Edwards, one of my good buddies is on the lineup too, Orlando Leiba. Like, we have such a killer lineup. Like, Nathan McIntosh is there. Like, we have amazing performers this weekend, so this whole week, so please come through. Like, seriously, we had a blast last night. It was unbelievably fun.
Awesome. All right, Gina, thanks for getting up, coming on in. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah.
The Fifth Man.
Am I reading this right? Cool. Fifth Man, indeed. Home of the Fifth Man. Love the fact that, we had the Fifth Man party. That was an absolute blast. What is going on over on your computer, dude?
I don't know. This thing just updates whenever it wants. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't know if someone's walking into my store or we're doing a break.
I feel sorry for your mother.
Yeah. What the hell is happening over there? Golly. Look. Oh, wait.
Was that me?
No.
Oh, okay.
That time wasn't you. And we got Tony on the phone, and Tony's from England.
No way.
Yeah, Tony's calling from England. The Fifth Man in the UK. Let's do it. Tony!
Hello, it's Fox.
Happy afternoon, Tony.
Well, it is now, yeah.
That's amazing.
Greetings from England.
That's incredible. What's going on, man?
Well, I was just listening to yesterday's podcast, and I can't believe you got the whole digestive system so wrong.
Okay. What? Okay. Gotta go easy on me. Go easy on me. I'm not a doctor.
Well, nor am I, man, but surely you should have learned that in school. Basic biology.
I think you're right, but
I got a couple of texts about this.
Did you really?
God, you guys were idiots.
they looped you into it too.
Like, in the afternoon, after they listened to the podcast, a couple people texted me like, dude, what are you, a moron?
Well, I hate to say it, they'd be right.
Honestly, I was pretty dumb about that. I can't deny that. I feel ashamed that I went to school and I learned nothing about that.
You should.
This guy called to see. He was so flabbergasted at my stupidity that you called in from England to let me know how dumb I am.
Yeah. Well, I must forewarn you, I'm sure this won't be the first time I'll do that.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, how'd you find us, Tony?
Well, I was over in Vegas last year, and I hired a car, and I got in it, and I put the radio on, and the first thing that I heard was actually Persian Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
So I stayed listening to it all week, then I found you on, managed to sort of pick you up on my phone, and have listened ever since.
That's awesome,
that's
man.
Amazing, man.
Hey, can you give us a drop, Tony? Say, hey, this is English Tony, and you're listening to BS in the Morning?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is English Tony, and you're listening to BS in the Morning.
Yeah! We'll put you on the promos, man.
Right, thanks, man. Right, I shall ask for an autograph. All right, have a good day, you guys.
All right, hey, thanks, right, Tony. Have a great rest of your afternoon.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, see you, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
Movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the Morning.
Whew. All right, let's do it. Comes a time in the month where we'd like to take a step back and listen to every show of said month, pull
yes.
things out of context, put it into top 10 fashion, and then we call it I Heard That.
It's time for I Heard That.
Greg, it was your month.
Yes.
It was a lot of work.
Yes. Now, everybody has their own criteria, you know? And I do a lot of just content babe with this. Like, we had 50-something, scraps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to go through. My criteria is it has to be clean, concise. I don't like a lot of talking over. Even if it's good, to me, it ruins it. It just bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I try to keep them as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it, man.
Do you think you achieved this?
We'll see. I'm very confident in some. I'm not going to say, spoil it, but I'm very confident in some of them. We'll see.
All right. Well, we start at number 10. We're going to go down to 1. We'll do the bottom 5 now, 10 to 6, and then I'll play this sound effect here so you know what is live and what goes into the clip. Number 10, I Heard That, according to Greg, for the month of June.
I'm racist.
That is beautiful. It's just beautiful.
It might be my favorite one, but it just wasn't like,
Yeah. I could just hear it on the show for years to come. Saying.
That's the favorite. That might be my favorite drop that came out of this.
I'm racist.
Okay. It's just so funny. It's so great. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Number 9. I Heard That, according to Greg, for the month of June.
They wouldn't want your poop.
What's wrong with my poop?
They'd be all over my poop.
All right, if she says she doesn't sound like Daria, they wouldn't want my poop. Like, come on, dude.
I know.
That is 100% Daria. One more time.
Hulk, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm going to say the next one, I believe, is in the same voice. So we'll see.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, perfect. This is 100%.
It's a mistake.
I'll say.
I have low esteem for everyone else.
It's the same voice.
Yeah, it's the same voice.
They wouldn't want your poop.
What's wrong with my poop?
They'd be all over my poop.
Talk to you, Daria. You're always miserable.
God damn, I can't believe it. I love it. Number 8, I Heard That, according to Greg.
Farts smell good.
Where the hell did you find that?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Sometimes like the end of a sentence and the beginning of a sentence, I mean, you don't edit it, but like you just take the words, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you just catch the right moment.
But at the end of the sentence, she said farts, and the first words, she said smell
something,
good.
I might have been fart smell and then good or something like that. You know what I mean? That's at the beginning of the other sentence or whatever.
Farts smell good.
That is so funny. Are you kidding me? That is amazing.
Good.
Farts smell good. Farts smell good. Farts smell good.
10, 9, and 8 have all been Izzy. And I love it.
I'm racist. Farts smell good.
I'm so sad she missed you.
Oh, I know.
She'll hear him, though, for a lot.
Oh, but we'll come back and we'll do the pants.
I'm saying she's going to hear him as drops
for the rest of her
life. So.
Hey, are you Farts Smell Good, Izzy? Is that who you are? Number 7. I Heard That, according to Greg.
Keep spraying, bro. All right. I'm so casual.
It's very short. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, no, keep going, dude. Keep spraying, bro.
Another drop that'll be around for a while.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Number six, last of the bottom five. I heard that. Don't worry. We're going to play the rest of them coming up here in a second. We have number six, month of June, according to Greg.
I have yet to touch my daughter.
Oh, God. Oh, my. You are a classless human being.
I am. Did you hear the drop?
Yeah, I did. You.
Play it again. You played all the other ones multiple times.
I'm going to ignore that one. Forever. That is totally out of context. 100%. You
play
monster.
It again.
You monster. No, why would I play that
you
again?
You played all the rest of them multiple times.
We get that one.
No, do it again.
I have yet to touch my daughter. Okay. All
right. It's not that kind of family. It's not that kind of family. It's out of context. Save your angry phone calls. I don't want them. It's out of context. All right. We're going to fade away now. We'll play the top 10. If you missed some of the bottom five, you're just joining us now. Don't worry. We're going to recap all 10. You'll hear the bottom five again. And then for the first time, you, myself, Mateo, we'll hear the top five all together at the same time. It should be a fun time. So listen for it right around 8 o'clock.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
Bark. You suck, bro.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. It's time for Sparks Junk.
Everybody needs to know.
Hard hitting and uncut.
Yes, this does mean you.
The way the news should be.
One day, these facts may save your life.
I was just seeing this trending. This is terrifying. This motorcycle in Times Square backfired multiple times. People started running, dude. The whole of Times Square started just mass exodus. People were trampled.
Wow.
People were run over because they thought it was gunfire. Terrifying.
Yeah, it's the state of what we're in, I guess.
Yeah, dude, this is the saddest thing, man.
Yeah.
This is so sad. Like, you can't go hang outside without having that on your brain. Like, that sucks, dude.
Yeah. I don't know.
Last night, I saw on the nightly news about backpacks with bullets, you know, bulletproof backpacks for kids now in school.
Oh, in schools, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm like, what in the hell happened?
Yeah.
It's nuts, dude. So there's multiple people injured from being literally ran over by other people trying to escape what they thought was gunfire, but it was just a motorcycle backfiring. Whew. America's scared, man.
Yeah, I'm terrified. Not going to say anything that gets me in trouble. So.
Sure. I get it. Plant-based meats, that's the new thing right now. They're saying it's really heating up.
Is that the Impossible Burger?
That's one company, is Impossible
Burger.
Is
that plant-based, that one?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if they all were.
Yeah.
Because I tried one that I didn't think was very good. It wasn't the burger. It was like a taco meat.
Okay.
And it tasted weird to me.
Okay.
So
I'm sure, look, just like CGI in
movies, it gets better as it goes
on. It's going to just keep getting better and better.
But
and
I heard
I've had Impossible Burger.
I was going to say, I heard that's good, the Impossible Burger.
I could taste a little difference, but it was still delicious.
Right.
It was amazing. It's this plant-based, it's like almost a molecular level, they're replicating protein from animals. Flavor. It cooks like real meat. It bleeds like real meat when you put it on the grill, kind of a thing.
Could you buy it in the store?
Yeah.
So you could buy it like at a deli?
And I don't know about not yet at a deli, but I know they're starting to sell them.
Because that'd be great. I would buy that instead. I mean, you know, you don't have to kill animals. You don't have to hurt the environment. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, and it's better for you.
I don't care about that.
Well, I mean, it's going to be better for you. It's, you know, less fat, less cholesterol, the whole thing.
And it has protein in it?
Yeah, dude, yeah. It's because it replicates the proteins with
that's cool.
plant-based protein.
That's really cool.
Dude, it's the future of food is how I see it. Well, now they're starting to get into seafood. They're saying that's the next big market. Because right now what they're wanting to do is they're obviously replicating beef. That's the biggest.
Yeah.
The next thing you want to do is get into seafood because
do we need that?
Well, they're saying plant-based fish recipes. You don't have the microplastics, the mercury.
No, I get it.
They don't have the problem in seafood that we have.
The reason people eat seafood is because it's healthy, not because it tastes good, is it?
Is it healthy now? Because you're eating plastic, essentially.
Well, I mean, as far as...
And you're eating mercury.
Cholesterol and all that kind of stuff. It's like high protein, low fat.
Correct. You know. But there's a lot of meals that want to be created with seafood and all that kind of stuff.
That's true.
I know, like, when my wife was pregnant, you can't eat tuna because of the mercury content.
Oh, wow.
Like, think about that for a minute. You know what I mean? Hey, it's dangerous for your baby to eat tuna.
Your baby come out as the Mad Hatter.
Exactly. Crazy. So they're saying that's the next big market, but they're saying it's even more difficult to replicate than the beef. We'll see what happens.
Shrimp would be cool.
They're saying they want...
Crab meat? Oh, man.
Impossible Foods, they're the ones that created the Impossible Burger.
So that's a brand.
That's the brand. That's who owns it. Google's invested in them.
Oh, wow.
They said that they want to replace all animal-based foods by 2035. So that'd be great. Cows fart a lot of methane.
And you know what,
Mateo's
man?
I'm saying no. You're not on it, dude?
Dude, there's nothing like grilling real meat on...
Yeah, but if you can't tell the difference...
You can't tell... If you still grill it, it smells like it, it bleeds like it. It's the same thing, essentially.
You're eating a rack of ribs, and then some of the meat gets stuck in between your teeth? You're going to tell me you're not going to taste the difference? Come on, you're picking that...
If they perfect it at a molecular level, and we don't know the difference at all, though.
Right, so if they take the protein that you're tasting... And the flavoroids or whatever they're called, flavonoids? I don't know. If they replace that with like, the reason why they say it bleeds is because they take the coloring from beets and they put it in there.
Yeah, let's just eat this green bean patty I made.
It's not, like, no, what? That's a veggie.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's totally different.
That's what
dude.
I'm saying, man.
It's
I'm talking,
different.
If you can taste the difference, I'm a no. But if you can't taste the difference, I'm fully in.
All right.
You know what I mean?
So if it cooks like real meat, tastes like real meat.
I'll give it a try.
All right. There you go.
Because I'll tell you what, people call me a pussy, whatever, but I don't like eating sometimes meat because I feel bad for the animals too, man.
Sure.
They're stuck in these little things. They torture them. And they know they're about to die. The cows are like ducking out of the way at a laser. You know what I mean? They really do. It makes me feel bad. I know. You know?
The way you just acted that out was so funny.
It's like Rocky's, move side to side like a windshield wipe. Yeah. But, you know, so if I can do that without, because right now I can't. I'm addicted to meat. I'm a disgusting, obese piece of crap, and
I want
meat.
Meat's delicious, and it keeps you full.
I know they're torturing animals to get it, and I still eat it. That's how much I love meat.
Yeah.
So if I could do it without knowing they're going to get hurt animals, I would love to do that.
Right. Dude, I'm there, right there with you. If you don't know any difference, then why not?
Right.
If it's cheaper, and it's better for you, and it's better for the environment, because beef production takes so much land, resources. It's like 90% of all the wheat and grain that we grow doesn't go to humans. It goes to animal consumption.
And they're also feeding them corn, which they're really not supposed to eat.
Yeah, dude. It's the whole thing, man. The whole thing. It takes up so
steroids
much money
and all other stuff.
To feed cows. Right.
And you're breeding animals just to raise them to kill them. I mean, I don't know. To me, that seems harsh.
It doesn't bother me as much. It's raw.
If you're hunting and they're already there, I get it.
Yeah.
But like, just to make them, to torture them, and put them as, I don't know. To me, it's horrible, man.
I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But essentially, they've become like heads of lettuce. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got more stories coming up here in the junk. We'll get to it after the break. If we want to weigh in on the food, I'm curious. Because God knows we have, this is Comp 92.3. This is a meat-eating crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you got to take
it. The fifth man loves blood between his teeth.
But you
got to
do
it
on the premise that you can't tell the difference. Don't call and be like, I hate veggie burgers. That's not what we're talking about.
I just want to see what your opinion is of the fake burger meat. 876-3692. You could text in as well. BS in your message. 69187. We'll get to you after the break here.
The Machine! And you're listening to BS in the Morning.
Okay, we're continuing with Sparks is Junk. Had a break there, so we were on time. Cool, thank you. We brought up the Impossible Burger, saying, hey man, this plant-based meat companies that are being funded, I'm talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars in funding from companies like Google.
Uh-huh.
People really think this is going to be the future of food. It probably doesn't matter if you don't like it right now. It's coming. You right. can't stop this train because it's just too expensive. It's unsustainable to produce hamburger patties on a dollar menu. It's just, it's too expensive to do that, right? So what they're saying is, like, this is the future of the planet and the population and the size in which it's going to grow to. I think they're saying like 8 or 9 billion people in the next couple of years, that you need to have some sort of sustainable type meat. And if people want meat, then we're going to have to fix it. So that's why it's all, it's why you can't stop
this
from happening.
They said that 40% decrease we're going to have in meat within the next, I don't know, 20 something years, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, no matter what.
Exactly.
So,
dude, your chicken nuggets are going to be
yeah,
like a $30, you right. know,
$6
meal.
A nugget.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's just too expensive when you start, you know, being unable to grow your crops.
Well, plus
year
you got,
after year after year,
if
to
you
feed
get
these animals,
2 billion more people by in the next 20 years.
Oh, yeah, then, you know. The whole thing is nuts. They say, by the way, it's going to top out at like 8 or 9 billion.
Good,
because you can't just, it's physically unsustainable for
yeah.
where we are at.
Pull out.
876-3692. We're talking about the impossible food stuff. What do you think? Let's go to Yancey. Are you in or you out on this?
I'm in.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would think that, like, you know, this is Comm 92.3, obviously. We're a bunch of meat eaters. I am. Greg
yeah, but
is.
If you can't tell the difference.
Mateo is.
I mean.
Have you had it yet?
I have had it. I was actually shocked because it didn't taste like a palm tree or nothing.
Yeah. No, I heard the same thing, man. Some of these, you know, the drive-thru joints have them now, too. Then people are telling me they're really good. I haven't
it's
tried one
yet. It's nationwide at Burger King, the Impossible
yeah.
Burger. Yeah. That's crazy.
The weirdest part to me, though, is the cost. Because it's like, you know, like $1.50 more per meal or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would have figured it would have been cheaper because it's plant-based. But
right.
Maybe it's just... I haven't caught up yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's caught up yet.
In the beginning, they have this like, oh, you got to pay for the study it took to make
the
it.
The research
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It'll get cheaper as time goes on.
Google doesn't have enough money.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Some stupid in liquid. That cash.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yancey. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Chuck. Not there. Thanks, Chuck, for holding on to you, piece of
good
car.
Job, Chuck.
Well, who's next here?
Thanks, Charles.
Charles. Let's go to Eric.
We went to Taco Bell. Eric, he starts crying in Taco Bell.
Eric.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up? Do you think?
Well, basically, I'm in. I am a meat eater. I love my steaks. I love my
sure.
bacon. But if it's... You know, if it's comparable, well, if it tastes the same for one, if they can get it down to a dollar menu, give me three.
Right?
Dude,
why not?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, you'd have to be a very cynical, stupid person to be like, it tastes the same, but you know what? I don't want it. I want the, you know, makes no sense. If it tastes the same, why not? Right?
Sure.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the key, though. It tastes the same.
Yeah.
And everybody's tastes
yeah.
are different.
Yeah.
Like, you like things that I don't like, and you probably have a better palate at some things that I don't have a good palate on.
Right. But, like, I tried the taco, and for now, I mean, just right now, the taco tasted nothing like a taco to me. It tastes disgusting. I spit it out. I threw it away.
The plant-based one?
The plant-based
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's really. That's not fun.
No. But if they can perfect it and it tastes the same, I'm not going to be like... You know, no, man, kill more animals for no reason. I mean, I'm going to
sure.
go eat
right.
the, you know.
Yeah.
But on the one hand, too, I mean, I've had some crappy tasting meat.
That's a good point.
Right. That's
yeah,
a good point.
Of course,
point.
We've all had a horrible burger in our lives.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it just has to be better than crappy meat.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point. It's like, are we eating meat now? Like,
that's a great point. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, dude, I'm in. I'm so in on this, because if it tastes fine, whatever. I do have a friend, though, that's like, I'm never eating it. No way. I'm like, why? He's like, dude, because I want to eat something with a soul. That's what he said. I was like, what is wrong with you,
wow.
dude?
Daniel, look in it. Can you look? What is it? It's a garbage truck. Daniel.
Yo, Dan.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm out on it.
Why?
I tried the Burger King one.
Yeah.
And... I was so hungry afterwards. It's more of a substance thing than anything else.
Okay, before the hunger, I agree with that part because I love
taste wise. Yeah. You couldn't tell.
Really, you couldn't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think there was much of a difference, but it was like I could have probably ate three of those things.
All right.
You know? I didn't know that. I have never had one, so.
Yeah. Try it. Honestly, it's. I mean, it didn't taste that bad, but like I said, it.
It just didn't fill you up.
The whole filling thing afterwards.
Okay, maybe that's a problem they'll have to work on.
Yeah,
then.
Dude. See, that would be a problem for me. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Put some quick creed in it or something.
Yeah, I know. I can't. That's the thing, dude. If you eat just like vegetables all day long, I'm so hungry.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Always. I know. Can't. These I need people like, I need a brick just to land in
right.
there.
That's what it is.
Yeah, dude.
That's why keto actually works because you get kind of full, you know?
Yeah, dude, I
eat a couple steaks. You're like, oh, I can eat this? Like,
let's go to this guy.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Oh, boy.
Shut up, Joe.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
Nothing.
Say hello?
Go ahead.
We're excited to learn some more
factoids. Yeah, I want you to correct me on everything we've said already. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. No. Actually, I'm hoping you guys can teach me, except for the fact that eating healthy does cost more money in America.
Oh, I know.
But the question I had for you guys, actually.
That's on purpose.
Vegetarian burgers that they're selling now, are they GMO free too?
I doubt it.
I don't know. Yeah,
that's a problem too. There's some countries that ban GMOs outright, and if you're going to eat healthy in America, do you have to have the GMO too?
Dude, there's nothing wrong with GMOs. I hate when people are like, is it GMO free? Like,
well, first of all,
GMOs are amazing.
Well, first of all,
we have seedless watermelon. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Me?
That's what I'm saying.
A brilliant invention.
Technically, Impossible Burger would be a GMO, right? I mean, that's just what they're doing. They're genetically modifying it to make it taste like a burger.
I would think so.
So, I mean,
but if it's plants that they're grinding up to make it taste like a burger, it doesn't have to be GMO plants.
That's the common misnomer. They're not just grinding up plants.
Yeah, they have to modify it to make it taste like a burger. So I think people get the wrong idea that GMOs are all bad when they don't even know what it means.
Yeah, exactly.
It means it's
genetically modified organism.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't necessarily make it bad.
Yeah, you know what? I like genetically modified corn because it's sweeter and it lasts longer in my fridge.
Exactly.
Give me GMOs.
The corn growers in Hungary burnt their crops because they said they wouldn't have GMO corn.
Yeah.
Morons, dude.
Well, now they're going hungry.
Yeah. Hey.
Jesus. All right, thank you for
it. BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
When are you guys going to step your comedy game up and stop talking about wieners?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning at BS in the morning on Instagram, sucker.
Got the top 10. I heard that's coming up here in a second. Dude, I wanted to talk about this in the junk, but we got caught up on plant burgers.
Yeah.
Did you see that Disney has announced how much money their streaming bundle's going to be?
Per month?
Yeah, per month.
No.
It's, you got Disney Plus,
yeah,
which is great. I can't wait for
what?
Well, I mean,
what
children.
Does it include? Oh, okay.
Oh, so you get all the Disney movies, you get 21st Century Fox movies,
and does that Marvel?
Shows, all the Marvel.
I see.
They are also making original content, Star Wars. There's Mandalorian.
So they own Lucasfilms now, too?
They own Star Wars. Okay. They own Marvel. They own everything, right. Bro. They own, Fox.
Well, actually, you know what? They own ESPN and ABC, too.
Well, this is what Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus.
Wow.
All together for how much money?
It better not be over $20.
$12.99 a month.
That's not bad.
Dude, that's the best. Dude, the streaming wars have begun, man.
Yeah, that's really not bad. You know, they also have Monday Night Football if they have ESPN.
Well, yes. It's ESPN Plus, so I guess
they'll have it on there.
You don't get SportsCenter.
Yeah, no, but why not?
I guess the ESPN Plus doesn't
it says
do
that specifically
center.
They don't get it?
Yes. No. What you get is
Hulu has ABC, doesn't it?
I don't have Hulu.
I don't know. I never watch it. I have it, but I don't watch it.
So you real great.
What comes
great
for free with the other something else I have.
Oh, okay. So. You got hundreds of MLB, NHL, MLS games, Grand Slam tennis, boxing, PGA golf, college sports, international.
So you get all the MLB games?
I don't know about all of them, but it says hundreds of MLB games.
I see.
Games.
Okay.
Which is dope.
That's great, yeah.
Dude, I'm so in on this.
That's pretty good.
Let the streaming war, let them battle it out, dude. Cable's dead. It's official. This is now the new era.
It should be.
I'm so sick of having to buy channels that I don't like.
Yeah, well, you know.
So done with
and,
it.
And the monopoly thing's ridiculous. I mean, I get it with certain things, like utilities or something, but they treat like, you know, you don't need, like, cable's not a necessity that you have, you know, to keep your lights on. Yeah, they treat it like it's
a utility.
Yeah, man. And I mean, there's so many competing things now. It's like you don't, you need to, you're a little too proud of your cable. Let's put it that way.
You're a little too proud. You need to back up.
Yeah.
What's something else other people are really proud about that they shouldn't be?
Ugh, their Instagrams.
Oh, dude, yeah. Follower account.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff.
Follower account is the biggest.
Gourmet popcorn at the beach. Sorry, bro. $8.50? Nah.
So true.
No way, dude.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
There's lots of things like
dude,
that.
Dude, yeah, though. Wow, you're really nailing these. What, do you have a list over there?
No, I don't know. I just thought.
What the hell's going on? Another thing I wanted to get to in the junk I didn't get to is that they're closing 200 Walgreens.
Wow.
I thought those things would never go out of business.
Is there a particular, are they changing it to something else?
No, or? Man, it's just not keeping up.
I mean, there's one on every corner, it seems like.
That's what I'm saying. They're probably putting themselves out of business.
Wow. I wonder if CVS is like, yes.
Do you think so?
CVS. Yeah.
What, are you partial to anyone?
Nah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, there's usually one on each corner. Like there's CVS on one corner and then Walgreens on the other. So I go to whatever one. I think I had like a, you know, for prescriptions or whatever, I had a Walgreens card.
Yeah.
But now I don't really have any prescriptions, so I don't care which one I go to.
Well,
I know I get a way longer receipt at CVS.
CVS is killing it in the receipt game.
Oh, yeah. Tropical Rainforest, no match for CVS.
No, dude. You should donate something to the cause.
Dude.
They're saying it's going to 200 stores. This is how many Walgreens there are in the United States. 200 Walgreens closing. You said how many Sears were closing? 26? And the company's basically bankrupt?
Well, they closed hundreds over the last year or
200
two.
Walgreens are closing. It's going to affect 3% of the amount of Walgreens.
Wow.
There. How do they keep gobbling up?
So that means there's
street
like
corners.
How what is that? Did you see how many? 200?
200.
What's that times 30? Is 6,000 Walgreens? More than that? 8,000 Walgreens in this country?
Really? There's more Walgreens than McDonald's?
I guess. That's a lot of Walgreens.
I would think
they're everywhere, bro. I can name three. I can name three within like 3 miles of here. Because there's one by your house. There's one right at the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one a little bit towards my house if you go up another couple blocks. And that's not even a couple miles, you know?
That's nuts, dude. Let's talk to this guy. I'm sure he wants nothing to talk on topic about, but that's fine.
و این خالکوبی میشه روی بازه براد پیت به زبان فارسی.
Hey, Persian Brad Pitt.
I am on topic.
Yeah.
You just mentioned Walgreens closing down 200 locations.
Yeah.
And Greg goes, oh, yeah, what are they converting them? Yeah, they're converting them into whorehouses, you dumbass.
Well, I don't think they'd stay in business if they had that many whorehouses, though, Persian Brad Pitt.
Actually, I think they would. Okay. Yeah, they're gonna close them down and convert them. Well, what are you, like, a retarded person?
Maybe. But earlier I did a story about Sears, and they were closing their stores and converting them into some other company, so that's why I was asking.
Okay, good point.
Hey, Persian Brad Pitt, hold on, I got something to tell you. We had a guy named Tony call on up from the United Kingdom. He lives in England, and he said when he came to Vegas on vacation, he popped in his rental
years
car.
Ago, this
years
happened.
Ago, yeah. Popped in his rental car, he turned on the car, and the radio turned on, and he heard Persian Brad Pitt's voice, and he's been listening to the show ever since.
Oh, man, imagine if I was like a once-a-week fixture on this show. You guys would actually have a chance of turning this garbage fest into something good. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. Izzy is so boring. If you guys replaced her with an Alexa, nobody would find out. No, I want you guys to try it. Don't announce it. And just put an Alexa on there. See if anybody calls in and says, like, anything different. You know what, Sparks? You're really like eating
is that the
my
same
brain,
thought?
Bro.
Yeah, I know. Wow, how much cocaine did you do before this phone call?
You are such a douchebag when it comes to cars. You keep on talking about how you're environmentally friendly. Oh, I'm going to go from a hybrid. I'm going to be even more of a bitch and buy an electric car.
I can't afford an electric car, I'll be honest.
Dude, while we started this conversation 30 seconds ago,
China, Russia, India, USA, put like 200 metric tons of smog in there. Nobody cares if you buy an electric car, Sparks. You're not saving anything.
Yeah, he's got
nobody
a good
point. Cares.
I mean, we, if we all
stop,
do our part,
because I'm talking about
we'll
on this show. Like, oh, I just drove a Tesla. First of all, if you have a, if you drive a Tesla, you have a vagina. Okay, a real man would never drive a Tesla.
What are you talking
that is
about?
Like, that is like the textbook definition of being a bitch. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Boys have penises, girls have vaginas.
Okay, why do you think you're a bitch if you drive an electric car?
Dude, oh my God, bro, that's not even a car. It's like, I don't care if it's fast or whatever. If it doesn't have the sensation of gasoline, if you're not polluting the environment, then you're not a man, dude. If you're not contributing to the whole ozone layer, dude, like, you're a bitch.
All right. Good to know. I got a man up, you're saying.
I'm going to pay you $20.
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to take your hat off, put the picture on Instagram. I want to see what how far it's receded.
You can.
I'm a licensed dermatologist.
There's there. You can see my hairline. We took a picture with Gina Breon earlier, and you can see my hairline. I'm not wearing a hat. I haven't worn a hat all week.
Where?
It's on Instagram.
Okay. So your hairline is maybe it's not that bad then if you're not wearing a hat. So I'm just exaggerating.
That's pretty bad.
Check it out.
Greg,
at BS
Greg,
in the morning.
Wait, is it on Instagram or what?
It's on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay. The BS in the morning Instagram, do you guys still put new pictures on there? Because it shows like old pictures.
No, hey, man,
wait,
there.
Persian Brad Pitt, I got to ask you, because we're getting a lot of texts coming in here. They're saying, why weren't you at the Fifth Man party?
Oh, yeah.
If you want, I'll be honest, but I'm not even going to, like, if you're not going to, like, believe me, I don't even care. Like, if you want, I'll be honest.
All right, well, be honest then.
So I'll tell you how the ending went so you know I'm not lying. I went, like, this girl I was pursuing, she was, like, super cute. I went on a date with her, went to dinner. And, again, I'm not lying. Like, it ended okay. Like, you know, I wasn't like, oh, yeah, come back to my place or whatever. So I was pursuing that, but that's the reason I didn't come. And here's the thing. If the listeners weren't insecure, if they were secure and normal people, like, let's say, for example, Colin, like, he seems like a nice person, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I'll show up there. But when there's, like, some of them are, like, lunatics and, like, they're, like, you know, they take everything too seriously, like, I'm not going to go in an environment where there's, like, 50 people.
Sounds scared,
I'm
going
to have to, like, start a fight club. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Scared,
like,
bro.
Yeah.
What?
Persian, sound scared, bro. Persian, I got a question for you. Who's the bitch now?
I know, exactly.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I wanted, okay,
there's,
you know,
50
what?
People
and
there that might
that,
know me.
On, and yeah. On top of that, the crap show you guys had about having somebody in a rubber suit. Dude, you're so, like, full of crap, dude. I'm surprised you guys didn't rent out T-Mobile Arena for that.
Cool.
That was your entertainment.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a break, dude.
You weren't there, bro. It was a fun time.
You should have been there.
And we had an absolute blast. Everybody that was there had an absolute
blast.
Well,
you know what? Contrary to popular belief, I hope everybody did have fun. The whole thing about, you know, it going bad. I'm totally happy you guys had fun.
I mean, the show could have sucked. I don't know, but it still was fun. What do I care?
I don't think it sucked. I thought it went really well.
Yeah,
it was great. There's drunk pregnant ladies on the balcony.
Like you said, the show could have sucked, but it could have been a great time.
I'm saying regardless. I thought the show was great, but even if it did suck, we had a party and it was fun. So you still should have came.
Yeah, okay. That totally makes sense. And that's cool that you guys did. Yeah.
All right. Well, I enjoyed your story about how you went home by yourself and sat at home by yourself while everybody else was enjoying their life.
Yeah, it was very good.
All right. Thanks, Persian. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for getting us listeners in the UK, by the way. Yeah, that's great.
Piece of garbage.
I know. The phone lets it light up. Let's all say, take this moron off. I hate this guy. I love Virgin Red Pivot.
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
Absolutely love all the hate Persian Brad Pitt got on our text line. All the hang up! 13 exclamation points.
That's great.
So many people were miserable during that phone call. Look, you're not going to be miserable now because it's time for the top 10 I Heard That's.
It's time for I Heard That.
That's right. Greg, you went back through the month of June and you said, hey, let's pull out the best clips. You put them in top 10 fashion. They're all out of context and we're going to hear them now. Now, if you listen in six, we play the bottom five.
Yeah.
Very funny. We're going to recap that and then we'll go into the top five as well. I'll play the sound effect here so you know what is live and then what goes into the clip. We start with number 10.
I'm racist.
Okay. That is still, it's like a fine wine.
I'm racist. I'm racist.
Okay. I love every second of that. Here we go. Number 9.
They wouldn't want your poop.
What's wrong with my poop?
They'd be all over my poop.
There's Daria talking about her poop
again. Yeah.
Number 8. I heard that according to Greg for the month of June.
Farts smell good.
What is wrong with Izzy? What is going on here?
I don't know.
Farts smell good.
Number 7.
Keep spraying, bro.
I love these drops.
So nonchalant about it.
Keep spraying, bro.
Your board's going to have a lot after this.
Oh, great. Number 6. I heard that for the month of June.
I have yet to touch my daughter.
I actually honestly forgot that was one of those. I hate you.
I hate every second.
Number 5. Here we go. I'm excited. Are you excited, Mateo?
Yes.
Okay, I'm excited. Here we go. Number 5. I heard that according to Greg for the month of June.
That's pretty good aim for a woman.
Well, you just get on top of it and you squat.
Jesus Christ.
That is good.
Wow. Again, save your angry letters. These are out of context. One more time. Number 5.
That's pretty good aim for a woman.
Well, you just get on top of it and you squat. What?
I wish he was here for this.
I know.
Number 4. I heard that, according to Greg. I want Izzy all over this face. What is wrong with me? What am I doing on the show? Wow. I want Izzy all over this face.
Good Jesus Christ, dude. Oh, it gets better.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. How did this come up in normal conversation? Number 3. I heard that, according to Greg. Dong, no doubt I am coming. Out of context. Yet I will not play it again.
Oh, you're really not going to want to play the next one then.
Oh, God. Number 2. Remember, these are completely innocent. They just have the illusion of sounding like. Okay, here we go. Number 2.
We're going to take 3/5 men, and then they're all going to try to guess when Izzy comes.
Okay. I don't even know if I can. I'm gonna dump it just in case.
Oh, come on.
No, no, no.
Come on, it's out of context.
I know, dude, but I'm scared.
You're ruining my top 10.
I'm ruining the top 10.
How is that not number? That's a great one.
Of course it's great. It's so great that if you're streaming online, you got it uncensored. Of course. It's so great. I'm nervous about my job right now. You bastard. Put me in this predicament. You're an ass.
That is seriously out of context, though.
I certainly hope.
It is. Can't say that on air. Of course it's out of context. One more.
Oh, no. I hate when you're in charge. All right. right, here we go. Number one. We need the fanfare, bro.
Oh, hold on.
Get the fanfare right. up and running. I mean, I guess because it's already been broadcasted before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's already air. Been it's on air. Nonsense. I know. It's just, you know.
Perfect. It is perfect.
It's quintessentially this bit. But it is a sticky situation, for lack of a better phrase.
Good advertising for our streaming service, I guess. All right, you ready?
If you want the podcast, you get on the podcast. For the month of June, according to Greg Salerno. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth.
What? No! 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 No!
Yes.
Damn it! Oh,
damn,
man.
Why do I speak?
What did that say? I didn't really catch that.
What? What'd you say?
What did that say?
Shut up, Mateo.
You gotta play the number one again.
Oh, God damn it. I hate you, dude. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. It's so clean, too.
That's good. That's so good.
God. Oh, my God. I hate you.
Oh, man. Play one more time. It's number one. You got to play it one more time.
Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. Okay. I hate you so much, dude. 876-3692 if you want to weigh in on it.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, and you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you've heard the top 10 I heard that's. Supreme lack of Greg Salerno inside the top 10 I heard that. You piece of garbage. Made them all, Izzy and myself. If you missed the top 10 I heard that's. There's one I wasn't sure we can play. I'm going to have to check with the higher-ups on that one. But number one is a doozy. And I read the text line. They want to hear number one again and again and again and again. Ha, 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 ha. Greg is the I heard that king. Texted in 401. I want Greg Salerno in my mouth as the best thing I've heard come out of Sparks. Holy crap. Greg with the grand slam on that number one. Signed, Anthony.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. They want to hear number one yet again. So if you missed the top 10, I heard that. We'll be playing them back next week. So make sure you listen up for that, as we look for your vote for the Pantheon, although I feel like I know how it's going to go. Here's number one more time. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. Okay.
Please welcome the adorable Colin.
Colin. Oh, shut up.
Number one forever.
No, not number one forever.
He's number one for the rest of the year. Nobody's going to come close.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're quite welcome.
Don't thank him.
No, thank you for speaking.
Yeah, thanks. Tanny the Pecker says, we can't properly vote if we don't hear number two. That's a good point.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah, that's a solid, solid thing.
Do you have like a hotline?
I'm going to check out. Yeah, I know. I have the bat phone over here. I was like, pick it up. Get the commissioner on the phone.
Yeah.
Someone just texted in, standing ovation. That's what they just said. Stupid. Thing sucks.
I got some people.
Was that night on the marge of Lake LeBarge, I cremated Sam.
Cremator Sam.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yo, so if you have sparks in your mouth and Izzy on your face, where does Mateo and Steven go?
The butt.
Thanks for calling, Cremator Sam. Appreciate it.
Why so serious?
Joker.
Sparksy. You know when Greg's bunt is, you should just not speak that entire month.
I think you're right, dude. I listen back to that and I go, what the hell was I saying? Oh, Jesus.
God.
Okay, bye, Joker. Big John.
Man, Sparks, this just is not your month, bro.
Yeah, I
Man,
agree.
Just when I think nothing could top you sleeping in Shane's car.
Big John has a good point.
I almost fell out of my work truck.
All right. All right. Dial it back, Big John.
Hey, but Sparks. I have a great taste in your mouth.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call, Big John. Appreciate it. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. You have it over there?
Yeah, I got it everywhere.
I got it everywhere? What is it, your ringtone?
Yeah.
You weirdo?
I'm Apple Watch, the notification settings.
Someone texts you. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, I heard that. Yeah. I was actually looking forward to it.
Me too.
You're right. When it's Greg Salerno's month, I'm not going to be excited. The bit is dead to me. All right. There you go. That's it. And we'll get combos in the Pantheon. Next, stop texting in. All these people are texting. Stop texting in. We get it.
I have yet to touch my daughter.
Okay. Jesus. Give me a Greg Salerno in my mouth. You don't have to recap all 10. They're horrible. Thank God. All right, that's it. Stupid.
BS in the morning.
BS in the morning.
Why do you want the sword in my butt?
Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. In the morning, if you had this voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
I said we were going to keep you up to date on this Jeffrey Epstein case, and we are. There's been a little bit more of a development in it. Florida Governor Rick DeSantis,
yeah,
he's now ordering state criminal probe into it because it's now turning into a complete cluster, as we already knew. But they want to probe the actions of Palm Beach Sheriff and the Palm Beach State Attorney that handled the case. Because they're like, what the hell happened here?
Is that
a
good or a bad thing, though?
Why? Why wouldn't we want... Dude, I want state charges on it.
I don't trust any of these people.
Are you kidding me? Oh, you think he might be in on it?
I have no idea. I'm just saying. I don't know. At this point, dude,
yeah.
I don't trust any of these people. So,
well, I love the fact that the state is getting in on it to investigate the sheriff and the state attorney.
I'm not accusing
obviously that case was just a sham.
Totally was, but I'm not accusing this guy of anything specific, the governor. I'm just saying, in general, I don't trust any of these people. So whenever I hear somebody, we're taking this over or we're going to look into this, to me it sounds like we're going to make stuff go away. But again, I'm completely my, you know, conspiratorial mind, I guess, on this particular matter. But.
Yeah. Well, we all know he's super connected, and that's how he got a super lenient
Yeah.
You know?
But so is the politicians that get elected, so it's like...
Oh, I know. I'm not saying that. Exactly.
I don't trust these people.
So, but I guess there was one person. The senator collected more than 4,000 signatures demanding that the governor asks the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to undertake the investigation.
Yeah.
And they did it.
All right.
So there you go.
Well, hey, man, look, I hope so, because there's so much stuff that has not come out that needs to.
Oh, dude. Is it eerily quiet on this? Like, why aren't they moving super fast?
Well, for one thing, they found the guy in his cell almost dead not too long ago. So
yeah.
That probably put a hamper in a lot of the stuff, you know. But
I just feel like we found out about, you know, Jared the subway guy quicker than we found out about this.
But this
it's like this should have high priority.
The span of this, though, I mean, we're talking decades now since this first, you know, a lot of these accusations. So, I mean, it's going to take a long time to unravel this whole thing. Then you got, you know, all these different agencies and different, you know, departments involved. I mean, they're going to have to go retrace all these steps. So who knows what they're going to find.
Yeah. But there's no doubt. I mean, nobody has any doubt. Look, if you don't know what we're talking about, Jeffrey Epstein, pedophile.
Sex trafficker.
Rapist.
Kidnapper, I guess.
Kidnapper. The guy's the absolute worst of the worst. Yeah. And he's also highly connected politically.
Right. And not just in America, other countries
as
well.
Other countries.
All the way to the top.
Doesn't matter what side of the aisle.
Yes, both sides of the aisle, people that run countries, presidents, prime minister, princes, whatever, are all...
He, like, throws these crazy sex parties with underage girls. And he pled guilty. That's why we don't have to say allegedly. He pled guilty to pedophilia and all this stuff. He was sentenced, and he got the most ridiculous... he got work privileges 6 days a week.
Yeah, and he was supposed
up to 14 hours a day.
He was supposed to report every day, which is ridiculous anyway that he'd even be out. But the fact that he was even out and supposed to report every day, he didn't do that either in New York, and nobody did anything to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And if it wasn't for this lady from the Miami Herald, I keep forgetting her name.
Right. Well, that's who's reporting this. So let's give a big congrats to the Miami Herald.
Yeah.
He's just keeping up on it. They're crushing it.
Because
lately,
if it wasn't for them, they this wouldn't even be out there. So.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. You got to
love it. He'd still be free.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, the whole thing is just bananas. Yeah. So. We'll keep you up to date on that one. But that is definitely, in my opinion, that's one of the biggest stories that does not get enough press.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so much underbelly to that.
That should be like a top five story in the world. Right,
constantly hearing about it.
Right.
They should be probing the hell out of that story, because I'm telling you, man, there's so much dirt on that.
And just because of the people that have been brought up in it, too.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Like,
even rumored to be
brought up. That's what I mean. If it's clear, it's clear, and then they don't find anything out, that's fine. But, man, that needs to be looked into, because that's crazy.
It's unreal. All right, look, coming up here, we got two VIP passes for Collective Soul to the Fremont Street Experience right there. It's cool, man. It's free, but we'll get you hooked up VIP-wise. Coming back here with No BS. Las Regis is happening October 18th and 19th. Buy your tickets, man. Get them. Bring Me the Horizon, Rob Zombie, Chevelle, I Prevail, Fever 333, Beartooth, The Used, Atreyu, and a whole lot more. Details over there on comp.com. Plus, you can buy your tickets there as well. Let's do No BS here. Let's do it.
No BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 15. Good luck. Hey, hook them up as a prize pack with this Wahoo Wednesdays deal.
Love Wahoo.
You got appetizers and drinks from $3 to $6 from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock later today. And Wahoo's Fish Taco. Mention comp at any Wahoo's location before 11 a.m. and get 50% off breakfast in the bar.
Really?
So there you go.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't it $10 as well? Yeah, $10. So you're getting hooked up with two VIP passes to the Collective Soul. Down there at Fremont Street, that's a free show, but VIP gets you right close to the stage, gets you...
Like,
you
literally right there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You don't have to fight your way to the front. You get to leave. You've got to pee. You come
get
right
your
back.
Own special, like, little maze to go, you know,
your own
roped
area.
Off area to go into,
It's really cool. And we'll hook you up with that $10 to Wahoo's Fish Tacos as well, because it's Wednesday for Wahoo Wednesdays. All right. That is it for us. Look, we're going to be out of town for a couple days here, so make sure you are calling that drunk line. 315-3006. We'll play back the drunk line on Monday. And you got a lot of time here, so make it happen.
No excuses.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back, we'll do the drunk line. We got the Pantheon of I Heard That's combos, the whole thing. You heard the top 10 today. And we'll play that back a little later on as well. Let's go to the phone. Five. Thank you very much.
My name is Jeff.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
We're doing good, man. Here's your question. Good luck.
This BS show member thinks that Citizen Kane was a trash movie. Was it? Spax, myself, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to say Greg.
Hey!
Wow. Nailed it. Exactly. You know a bad opinion when you hear one.
I certainly do. I must agree with him 100%.
There you go. Thank you. Okay.
Got it. Thanks, Chef.
Yeah.
Yes.
Film critic.
Delicious.
Now, Sparks just...
Put you on hold.
Everyone said it's good, so it must be great. Dude, I learned it in film school.
I did. I studied that movie. It was amazing.
Yeah, great.
Or it was the first movie he directed.
Oh, good.
He invented new film techniques.
Oh, wow. It's amazing.
That movies that you love now, like Pulp Fiction, utilized.
That's great, dude.
All right.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah. Go use the first computer. Tell me how good it is.
It still holds up.
Can't even watch porn on it.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sure was some BS in the morning. Damn it, Bobby. Turn that off. Have a good day.
I have yet to touch my daughter.